Here we go.
You're listening to
Radio 321. Get ready.
Presenting Desert Bus. Written and directed by Benjamin Wickett, edited by Josephine Gratz, and produced by Dina Janis. Starring Mike Omamo and Josephine Gratz. This is the end of the universe.
I can't do it. Why the hell not? What am I? Scared? It's not gonna matter. But what if I fuck it up? How high up do I have to be for this to work? Could someone survive this fall? What if they really want to? Or what if this is what I want, and because of some twisted joke of the universe, I make it anyway? Ugh, who am I kidding? I'm the sick joke. Well, hopefully I'm high up enough that even I can't fuck it up. Guess we'll have a laugh about it, Satan and I, when I... Whoa!
You are so full of questions.
What?
There's one.
Where am I?
And another.
Who are you?
Oh, going for the high school.
Am I dead?
Not yet.
Are you Satan?
I've been accused of many things, but that's a new one. Why were you expecting him?
It's just the last... Never mind.
The last thing you said before you tried to kill yourself. I know.
Wait, so that happened? Actually? How do you know? Am I in a coma or something and you're secretly a doctor?
Dear God, no. I could never be a doctor.
Then answer my question. Am I dead?
Are your listening skills always this blunt? I could kill you myself.
No, please don't!
Make up your mind!
Excuse me?
Look around you. What do you see?
Bus? We're sitting in an old British double-decker bus.
Very good.
But
we're in the middle of the desert.
And why do you suppose that is?
Because I tried to kill myself?
Tried?
Well, clearly I failed, because here I am.
Who are you?
Fuck this! I'm not doing that back-and-forth kind of wise-sensei bullshit. If you're not going to give me anything straight, then I'm just going to shut up.
First off, that feels a little bit culturally insensitive. Second off, since when has life ever given you anything straight? Fine. You can give me the silent treatment. I don't care. We're in a bus in the middle of a desert with nobody but each other. It's not like either of us are going to go anywhere, and clearly, nothing about this is going to change. But don't you think that maybe silence is what got us here?
What?
Well, all I'm saying is that if you hadn't been silent with your emotions and your parents hadn't been silent with their love and support, then maybe you wouldn't have tried to kill yourself and wouldn't be stranded on a bus in the middle of the desert.
Shut the fuck up! You can't just sum it up like that! It's more complicated. It's... You know nothing about me, or my emotions, or my parents, or my thoughts, so just leave me alone!
No. You're right. So tell me.
Tell you what?
Why did you kill yourself?
I... don't know. Just wasn't anything else to do, I guess.
What, you just got bored and decided to jump off the 30th floor?
No, I mean, there wasn't anything else I could do about myself. No other way to stop feeling the way I feel.
Do you want to die?
I don't know. No, I guess. I just want to hit pause, I guess. Go to sleep and wake up when everything's different.
Oh, so everything's going to be different.
I mean, I guess not. But I'd sure like it to be.
Amen to that, sister. Do you think you're going to change?
Not anymore, right?
I mean, if you don't hit that pavement.
How can I?
I don't know. How can you?
I don't know. I guess I could pay more attention in therapy, or listen to my parents more, or try to enjoy life more, or something.
That sounds like pretty shitty, shallow advice.
It's the kind of things they write on those online guides to deal with depression.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, I've got depression. They told me freshman year of high school. That's why I'm in therapy.
And who's depressing you?
What?
If you are depressed, there must be somebody who's depressing you. So who is it?
Do you even know what that word means?
Depressed, like tongue depressor. Ah! Who's depressing you?
Me? I guess. That's not how it works. You're not depressed. You're just depressed. It's passive. It just kind of happens. That's a pretty shitty, shallow question.
I'm sorry, girl who has all the questions. Why don't you ask yours then?
Okay. Who are you?
Wow, okay, then that's flip 180. It's complicated. I'm a time traveler from the 49th century, and,
Wait. Time travel is real?
Would you focus?
On what? My problems? You must have seen so much cool stuff! The fall of Pompeii, Kennedy's assassination, the dinosaurs going extinct, the Titanic
sinking...
Great
examples, but okay, yeah.
Did you see Jesus die?
Yeah, that was me, actually. Tried to sneak out after a few days, but I didn't put the boulder back, and jeez.
What?
No, obviously not. I did see him die. Kinda humbling, I guess.
How so?
Seeing someone that will be worshipped for thousands upon thousands of years just bleeding out on a stick. He was only human. Just a man who died like all men.
Or he was a demigod who was destined to die and save all of humanity.
Yeah, all that. So, who are you trying to save?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Nobody, I guess? Me, maybe? I don't know!
So I ask you again. Do you want to die?
I already told you. I don't know that either. Who are you, really? Why are you doing this? What do you get out of it?
I just want to help. I'm here to help. That's what I do. If you want, think of me like your guardian angel who came down from on high, and maybe I will show you some things about yourself. When you wake up, you'll be like I was never here.
I don't believe you. Nobody wants nothing.
Maybe I'm nobody then. Earlier, I made a joke about killing you, and you seemed pretty adamant about not doing that.
Yeah, alright. So then what? I secretly, subconsciously don't want to die, so I shouldn't kill myself? That's your lesson?
No. All I'm saying is that you don't seem to know very much about what you want to do. You're not some samurai committing honorable seppuku. You're not Jesus carrying his own cross. You're doing a thing because you don't know what else to do. And I just think that when you have a world of possibilities and you don't know which to pursue, that doing the one which removes all other options seems like a waste. If you hit that pause button, there is no resume. There is no waking up from that sleep of death in which you shuffle off this mortal coil. It's okay to be scared. Just because you don't know how to change doesn't mean you should rob yourself of the chance. Just because you can't find the meaning in life doesn't mean there isn't one. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but I wanted to give you a little more time to think about if you are asking the right questions. Do you want to die?
No. But I'm scared of living, and sometimes I feel like I'm dead already.
Then what would it take for you to live?